kicked away by Buffon. And then Ronaldo! Oh! What a goal by Cristiano Ronaldo!
Messi to the near post! Messi to the net!
Mamma mia! Lionel!
Ramel Kiyoko now. Here's a Honduran. He'll whip it in back to the far post. Elise! Albert Elise! La Pantarita! It's a Honduran connection!
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com. From the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Welcome into Soccer Matters, and we appreciate John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. They are our presenting sponsors. We're fresh on the heels of the Blitz. Fred Fowler, AJ Hoffman, and this beautiful show intro done by the very talented Michael Carroll. Another talented guy. He blew us off last week, but our producer extraordinaire is back. Man was vacationing in Miami and traveling the world, and now he's happy that Arsenal came back, got a 2-2 draw. How are you, Andrew?
I'm doing fantastic, Glenn. Happy to be back.
Thank you so much, as always, for getting back here. I was getting a little nervous. I lost my ace guy, you know?
You know I was coming back eventually.
All right. I don't know. You disappeared for quite a while down there in Miami. So how about Arsenal against the Spurs in the derby? How'd you feel about your Gunners?
Well, the defense, as per usual these days, just stupid mental mistakes all the time. Socrates in the first goal they gave up, just coming up for a header that he had no chance of winning, should have never gone for it. If he just stays back and plays back a little bit, the goal never happens. David Luiz doing David Luiz things. I mean, you buy him, you know what you're getting. And then the penalty they conceded, Xhaka sliding in, doing something that a 12-year-old shouldn't be doing on the pitch. But despite all that, they fought back. And whenever you fight back from 2-0 down to get a draw, it feels almost like a win. But at the same time, these are the games that, you know, at the end of the season, when you're making that push for top four, you're going to look at it as 2 points dropped.
That's if you believe they're a top four team. And I know you're loyal and you do, but I think they're probably somewhere 6-7, 5-6-7. But they're probably saying that about Chelsea and Manchester United as well. So somebody's got to claim those spots. And Spurs has got their own situation with Christian Eriksen. We're going to hear from a lot of the supporters group guys tonight, from different supporters groups on their results this weekend. They're going to be like a 2.5-minute kind of mashup hits. So we're doing to that tonight. So as always, we thank you for tuning in. Tyler Boyd. Boy, I'm having a hard time saying his name. Tyler Boyd is a U.S. national team member. He will join us on this program, plays for Beşiktaş in Turkey. But he's a great story. First 10 years of his life, he was in California. Then he ends up moving to New Zealand because his father's from New Zealand, and makes a sojourn from New Zealand to Portugal and Turkey, and makes the switch from New Zealand to the United States national team. Good chance he's going to be a starter against Mexico on Friday. Andy Lochnane, Austin FC, will give us an update. He is the president, stadium, some of the new owners up there. So we'll get some updates from Austin FC that's going to add to the MLS landscape here in Texas with FC Dallas and the Houston Dynamo. Warren Barton, former Newcastle defender, Fox analyst, he'll join me as well. Hit me up on Twitter, Glenn Davis Sock. Join in the discussion on Facebook, Soccer Matters. Instagram, glenndavissoccer.com. All right, phone lines are open. I would get in early tonight. 713-780-3776. Anything you want to talk to us about tonight. We can start with Houston Dynamo, Sporting Kansas City. The Dynamo went down 1-0 at Sporting. It was the return of Davy Arno to the place where he played and had a lot of great memories and moments. Let's talk about that game. RGV, I actually tuned into some of the Rio Grande Valley game against Austin Bold in Austin, and I can only say I was incredibly disappointed with that match. Looked very uninspired, RGV. Then again, it's been a long season for them. And I guess it begs the question, you know, from a Dynamo perspective, that team has to be about player development and moving people to a first team. From the Rio Grande Valley perspective, I think that's, you know, a team they want to be the pro team in their area. It is a bit conflicting, but did not look good. The Austin Bold got the win in that one. I think it was 3-0, and they win the inaugural Copa Tejas. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. Bayern Munich 6-1 over Mainz. We can talk about that. Chelsea 2-2 draw with Sheffield United. How about blowing a two-goal lead there? Not a happy day for Frank Lampard. On the other hand, I think these are the types of matches you're going to see to a degree from Chelsea and the Manchester Uniteds, who are using a lot of young talent. They're fun to watch, but they're going to make their mistakes. They've got two young managers as well. I think the same thing could occur there as well, you know, when it comes to young managers. And they've got to feel their way through the whole thing as well. Here's Frank Lampard post-match. He talks first about defending and conceding as a team.
It's not defence. It's not defence. It's conceding as a team. So the lack of concentration on mistakes for the goals are moments, but you defend as a team as much as you attack as a team. So we concede because we switch off and in a game which should be comfortably seen out at 2-0 up, and that's not to disrespect Sheffield United, that 2-0 is not the end of the story. And I was clear with the players at half time that this can either be 3-0, okay, then this could be nice, or potential 2-2 on our hands. So the disappointing fact is probably the first goal as much as anything, because that allowed it, but we only have ourselves to look at as a group, not individually.
I'm pulling for Frank Lampard. By the way, there's a lot of angst towards Kurt Zouma, the center back. You know, not the most comfortable always on the ball. Here's Lampard talking about his center backs and just having bad moments.
You can isolate goals and talk about centre backs or whoever. It's not team. When we score goals, it's because sometimes of a centre back moving the ball quickly on the opposite side of that. So I'm not relating the centre back issue. I'm confident and trust completely the four centre backs that I have. Yeah, we're just in a moment now where we obviously need to stop conceding so many goals.
713-780-3776 is a number to call in here tonight. 713-780-3776. So Tammy Abraham had two goals for Chelsea, put him up 2-0. Callum Robertson, and then the own goal from Kurt Zouma. That would make it 2-2 Chelsea and Sheffield United. Manchester United won against Southampton 1. Daniel James, a good young talent, getting a goal in that one. Here's Ole Gunnar Solskjaer post-match talking about how they dominated three games and that they're on the right track.
We've dominated the last three games, and we know that we are on the right track. We're getting used to that way of playing. In the last three games, they haven't given us many points in return, but we're getting there. We're getting better and better at playing this way, and we've got to get used to it. It's a young team that will get used to it, but today was a matter of we just got the game where we wanted. We were winning 1-0. That's when you can get that counter-attacking football. Be more clinical, ruthless when we go forward. But it wasn't to be. We just gave them enough encouragement to stay in the game.
We go on to Liverpool, 3-0 winners over Burnley. Here's Jurgen Klopp post-match talking about setting the club record with 13 straight Premier League victories.
I don't feel proud in the moment, to be honest, but I'm happy that it's because this record, all they ever are, I'm not sure, it's really nice. But we don't go for these records. But we, you know, you were probably in the press conference when I spoke about it, that this team creates, wants to write their own stories, and they want to create their own history, and they are doing and doing and doing. So that's it. Look, you can, that's one is a number, 13 games in a row. The other thing is, in the 13th game of that series, showing the attitude the boys showed today, that makes it all. So you have to show respect to all opponents, and the boys do that with the attitude.
Sadio Mane, Firmino scoring, that was Jurgen Klopp post-match. Now, sticking to Liverpool, love the fact that the UEFA Player of the Year was awarded to Virgil van Dijk. I think this was the only choice, even though I know Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi were sitting up there. He's not a social media guy. He's a true pro. He constantly lauds the way he has grown in his career. And listen, if you were to go into a laboratory and do the prototype of the perfect center back, he would be it. Strength, power, technique, tremendous in the air, a leader, composed. intimidating in his own quiet way. Excellent on the ball to start attacks for you. And, man, his lateral cover, too. His ability to move laterally, remarkable, especially when you have a team with Trent Alexander-Arnold and Robertson, who love to get forward. The guy is a remarkable center back. He is the best center back in the world to me. He is lifting the game of Joel Matip. And here is Virgil van Dijk talking about the long road, but the path that he took to ultimately winning the UEFA Player of the Year.
First of all, I think I need to thank all my teammates. Without all of them and without the staff, obviously, I wouldn't achieve what I've achieved over the last year, especially. Thank my family, of course. But yeah, it's been a long road. But it's part of my journey. It's part of, you know, who I am. I needed it like this. I'm not a player who was, you know, 18 years old and had that rise straight away. I had to work hard for every step of the way, and that's part of me. And I'm very happy about that. And yeah, but I said I'm very proud to get this trophy. And it's all credit to everyone that's, you know, helped me along the way.
So that was Van Dijk. Here's more from Van Dijk talking about the players he looked up when he was growing. He looked up to when he was growing up.
I looked up as a young player to Ronaldinho, because he had so much, you know, joy in his way of playing, you know, his tricks. Obviously, I played a lot on the streets, and it was such a, you know, great feeling to watch him play. But overall, I think, you know, all the people that helped me throughout the way, you know, until now, and obviously will help me in the future as well. I will always be very grateful for them.
So that was Virgil van Dijk. Nice stuff there from him. And you got to love how genuine this guy is and how he's willing to share and talk about all those people that helped him and who influenced him. You know, if his career path was as a center forward, that didn't quite work out if he was following Ronaldinho, but he certainly ended up an unbelievable center back. And he can score goals, no question about it. North London Derby, here's Mauricio Pochettino after the 2-2 draw, and it was Arsenal in a comeback in that one.
Overall, I think the most important for us is not the table, it's not the point, it's the performance, the good recovery, the good feelings after Newcastle and very tough summer and all that happened in these last 4 weeks. I think that is the most important. Worst impossible, only we can improve. I am so optimistic and positive. We have the quality, only we need to build again and to create the togetherness to start to performance in the way that team can performance, you know, because in the previous 3 games, I think the team didn't show all the quality that we have.
Believe it or not, the first goal of that game, guess who gets it? Christian Eriksen. He gets the first goal, and that's a real issue around them. What's going to happen with Eriksen? Likely going to be there till January now. He will need to be motivated because he will be in the shop window. Harry Kane would then hit from the penalty spot. Spurs were in the driver's seat. Then Lacazette pounded one in. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang would get the tying goal. So interesting one there. Sporting Kansas City, the 1-0 win over the Houston Dynamo. Johnny Russell would get that goal. Here's Davey Arno post-match talking about the performance deserved a result. Dynamo fans, we want to hear from you tonight. 713-780-3776.
I told him before the game we wanted a performance that was worthy of a result, regardless of the result. We needed to do all the things that we talked about all week, and they did everything that we asked of them. They poured everything they had into the game. Obviously, the result is not what we want, but, you know, I think if we consistently have performances like that in a very tough place to play, if you can consistently perform like that, the results are going to come. So I take a lot of positives from it. And again, the character and the way that they went about it, they did everything. They did enough to deserve a result. And unfortunately, they didn't get it tonight. And another night, they probably do.
And then he went on to talk about the lineup changes and Mauro Manotas sitting out. So we had an inkling, you know, when Mauro Manotas didn't play, we had an inkling that there would be some potential attention there, and he was being sat because of attention from clubs in Europe or somewhere else. Now, the Portuguese window is still open. He's been linked to a team in Portugal, and also the Mexican League window is still open. So there is still possibility there. Here's Davey Arnold talking about lineup changes and more on Minota's sitting.
Yeah, so, you know, Christian is a great addition for us. And, you know, we felt going into this game that Christian provided something a little bit different. If we were going to be defending a little bit deeper, Christian holds the ball well. He brings other players into the play. You know, we feel like we have two good options there with Mauro and Christian. And tonight we felt like Christian fit this game a little better for us and would put us in a better position to win the game.
So that was Davey Arnold there. That was the Dynamo going down 1-0 to Sport in Kansas City. Very difficult job for Davey Arnold. You know, do you coach to get the job? Do you coach for the future? This is a very difficult situation for him to be in. I think he's handling it the best that he can. And, you know, when a team goes out there and at least is given a good effort, it's probably as much as you can ask for right now. But a lot of questions to be asked about the Houston Dynamo in the future and where it is all going to go. Hey, I'll tell you what, I'll give a pair of Dynamo tickets away right now. Dynamo Orlando City, Saturday, September 21st. You can get tickets, HoustonDynamo.com. We'll take your phone calls right now because the fifth caller right now, you get a pair of tickets, Houston Dynamo Orlando City, the show presented by John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. We'll take a break. Fifth caller at 713-780-3776. You're the winner.
Sam Windsor with the Houston Sabercats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere. Mate.
Hey, Glenn Davis here for Soccer Matters. The place to be in Edo is the King's Court, 903 Hutchins in the shadows of BBVA Compass Stadium. The King's Court, 13 monitors for all your soccer watching desires, an incredible rooftop deck with a spectacular view of the stadium. British and Indian pub-style cuisine is also a winner at King's Court. Great food, staff, and selection of beer and cocktails, all at great prices. King's Court, HoustonTX.com.
When is a pencil more than a pencil? When it takes me from art class to gallery walls worldwide.
Staples is your back-to-school destination. Find all the supplies and inspiration you need. Come in store this week for great deals under a dollar. Staples one-subject notebooks are just 25 cents each, and Staples two pocket poly folders are just 50 cents each. Staples, back to school and beyond. Ends 9/14/19. In store only. Limit 30 on notebooks and poly folders while supplies last.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, not for sale to minors. Website restricted to adults 21 and over.
Let's be real. Most smokers aren't looking for some overcomplicated vaping machine. That's why we created MyBlu. MyBlu is simple. Our pre-filled liquid pods mean there's no mess. One charge and MyBlu lasts all day. And with our range of flavors and nicotine options, you have a choice. MyBlu answers on what matters for smokers. Real nicotine satisfaction. And right now, try MyBlu for $1 at select retailers or MyBlu.com.
Texas Cardhouse is open 7 days a week for cash games and tournaments in North Houston. Come play PLO, Texas Hold'em, mixed games, dealer's choice, and more. They have a brand new, beautiful space with full bar, 16 big screens, and billiards. Ask for GM Mike Major when you arrive. Follow tch.htx on Instagram and Facebook, and remember, visit texascardhouse.com, located at 1411 Spring Cypress Road.
I'm Patrick Creighton, inviting you to join the fastest-growing office pool hosting site, Balto, at PlayBalto.com. You can customize your pools, track buy-ins, and streamline the whole management process. PlayBalto.com is the first site built just for pools. It's super easy to use, and best of all, it's free. You can even compete against four-time Super Bowl champ Joe Montana, he's got his own pool, for a shot of $1,000. Go to my Twitter profile at PeteCreighton1 and click the link in my pinned tweet, or just go to PlayBalto.com. Get started today.
The NFL season is about to kick off. No know what that means? It's time to bet, win, and get paid at MyBookie.ag. MyBookie has more odds and more prop bets than any other sports book, and absolutely nobody pays out faster. You get your cash when you want it. Sign up now and MyBookie will double your first deposit. That's up to $1,000 in free money to bet your favorite teams. Want more? How about $100,000 more? You win MyBookie's first ever NFL handicapping super contest, and $100,000 is all yours. Don't play on some no-name sports book. Bet with the best at MyBookie.ag. Use promo code RADIO to get your exclusive double your money offer today. That's promo code RADIO. Play, win, and get paid at MyBookie.
Listen, are you off work because of an on-the-job injury? Falling behind because your employer's insurance won't pay? Don't let your rights get buried beneath your bills. Call Terry Bryant, Houston's accident and injury lawyer at 713-973-8888. As a former judge, Terry Bryant understands that times are tough for injured workers. Get the justice you deserve. Call Terry Bryant at 713-973-8888. That's 713-973-8888.
Hey, soccer fans, Glenn Davis here. Thank you for supporting Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by presenting sponsor, the Daspit Law Firm. Don't forget, join me for the best in soccer talk and football talk weekly on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Glenn Davis.
Doozy. Still needs a touch. Gets a touch. Goal. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang with 20 minutes remaining of this pulsating North London derby. And the Gunners, from two down, pull level at 2-2.
My producer, Andrew Carlson, decided to pick an Arsenal goal because he's a big Arsenal fan. You know what, Andrew? That's no problem. Good for you. Good for you. All right. I want to just go quickly back because I do want to open the phone lines at 713-780-3776. Premier League fans, Dynamo fans, Bundesliga fans, any of you. Let's just go back to the Matt Jordan interview last week where he talks about designated players, because this is one of the big things that I thought came out of this interview and him taking calls with the fans.
What I can tell you is that even with players that we're considering, right, they're still the strategic plan of our club. It doesn't change. You know what I mean? And again, that's, you know, as the league, you know, look at the way the league has evolved in the last 5 to 6 years. You know, it changed more in the last 5 to 6 years than it did in the previous 15. Look, our strategic plan continues to be focusing on young foreign talent that we can help grow and move on. American players in their prime. And then I just talked about, you know, the level of investment and how hard we're working in the space of our academy. But at the same time, a player comes in that has a name, we're open to it, absolutely. But that player has to, be prepared and at the point in his career we can deliver on the field and understands the level of social responsibility within the city that comes with, you know, it's more than just playing, if you understand what I'm saying.
Then on to the coaching search. He just talked about the strategic plan, Matt, and here he is talking about the coaching search, which will include Davey Arnold.
You know, what's really important for us is having a club that fits, you know, first of all, the core values of our club, that understands, you know, what the club's strategic plan is, and also is someone that believes in the philosophy, you know, that's being implemented. I think it's really important that there are candidates, and this can be foreign and this can be domestic candidates. This can be considered, that understand the unique aspects of the Major League Soccer, because it is a very, very unique league to any league in the world. But the most important thing is understands the core values of the club and what we're working towards, and is ready to roll up their sleeves and be a part of that. And obviously Davey is being considered for the role as well. You know, he and the staff have stepped into a difficult moment, and I can assure you they're doing everything possible, and they're working their tails off to get out of this difficult moment. And again, he's been at it now for right around 12 days. So we need to be fair and balanced with that process as we're continuing to go through a coaching search process as well, while considering him.
So that was General Manager Matt Jordan on designated players and on the coaching search. And his comments are on DPs and the potential that now you could get a bigger name here, potentially. That's kind of what I read into it. Chicharito has moved to Spain. We've had a whole bunch of other big moves. Radamel Falcao to Galatasaray in the Turkish Superliga. Mauro Icardi of Inter, and Keylor Navas. Also, Real Madrid moving to PSG. So a lot of big names making the move around here today. Okay, we're going to play, and Andrew, you're going to be a part of this. Producer Andrew Carlson and Victor Ariza, also of Soccer Matters, our great correspondent for the show. We're going to play the my choice of top three goals of the week, and then we're all going to pick the one that we think is the goal of the week. So we're going to start it off with the debut of Chucky Lozano at Napoli. He scores in his debut. Here's what it sounded like.
Lozano wanting it played. There he is! 3-2! Oh, it's on! The comeback is on!
So that was Chucky Lozano getting the goal number two. Napoli would tie at 3-3 and then would lose on an own goal to Juventus 4-3. Cristiano Ronaldo would get one for Juventus. So, number one, Chucky Lozano. Number two, Werder Bremen, Josh Sargent, who's in with the U.S. national team, who will play Chucky Lozano and Mexico on Friday in New Jersey. Here's Werder Bremen and U.S. international 19-year-old Josh Sargent.
Is Sargent chasing on? Can he finish? Oh, you bet he can. Josh Sargent, only second ever Bundesliga start. His third goal in the German top flight. And that was composure, execution, personified.
Werder Bremen would get a 3-2 win over Augsburg, so they're on the 4 points now. It's great to watch all these young American players in the German Bundesliga. Okay, the last one is the 16-year-old, the youngest goal scorer ever for Barcelona, Ansu Fati.
Perez from the wide angle. Chips in, snap down!
Goal!
And he scored his first!
Magisterial!
Ansu Fati!
Magisterial indeed!
That was magisterial. Ansu Fati getting that goal as a 16-year-old. So, Andrew, you go first. Whose goal do you pick? Chucky Lozano, Josh Sargent, Ansu Fati, and why?
For me, it's got to be Josh Sargent just based on the quality of the goal. I understand that I'm a little bit biased coming from the position that I am as a supporter of the U.S. men's national team. But I think the quality of Josh Sargent's goal was by far the best of the three for this week.
A lot of nationalistic pride, I believe, is going to occur here on these choices. Victor Ariza, you're up next. I think I know who you're picking.
I don't think you do. Okay. I'm writing one into the list. I'm saying Tomas, 98-minute winner for Atletico Madrid over Eibar, puts him number one in La Liga.
There's no write-ins. You gotta. That's a good one, though. You got to pick one of the three: Chucky, Josh, or Ansu. So we already have a guy breaking the rules here. You know, yeah, unbelievable.
I'm going with Chucky's because of the story, where he's come from. You know, coming from the Pachuca Academy and then making it to a club like Napoli, and then look at where they were playing, Juventus. I mean, the stage.
Yeah, that's a good call there. Well, I could have the tiebreaker. I do love Josh Sargent's flick, but man, when you're 16-year-old and you score for Barcelona at 16 years of age, that's almost mind blowing. So I'll go with Ansu Fati's goal, just to kind of spice things up here a little bit. A 16-year-old on a star laden Barcelona. Bigger problems, though, for Barcelona. 2-2 draw with Osasuna. So there you have it. Let's move on to the U.S. national team a little bit and what's going on Friday. Any thoughts out of the Mexico camp for you, Victor, and what's going on with Tata Martino before I get into a little U.S. side?
Yeah, I think this is more of the roster that people wanted to see. The Gold Cup, it was a little bit of an alternate roster. Some of the players left off, like Chucky Lozano, like Chicharito, right? The most common names. Now they join up on the team. And so I think this one is a more complete roster in that sense. And then the test that they're going to have, a rivalry game against the U.S. and in New Jersey, and then Argentina down in San Antonio. So this is where Tata, I think, is going to start forming the Mexican national team. And the same thing, I think, goes for the U.S. Two great tests, Mexico and then Uruguay. I think they're about in the same position as trying to, after the Gold Cup, start finding their identity as you do the walkthrough now towards the World Cup qualifiers.
Yeah, I think it gets the fans excited, too, when some of the so-called regulars are back. And Josh Sargent, it was a pretty controversial non-pick for the Gold Cup. People wanted to see him there. So it's good to see him there as a 19-year-old. And personally, I like a lot of the youth on the U.S. national team. The Weston McKennies, the Tyler Adams, even Tyler Boyd, who's going to be on a little bit later. He's only 24 years of age. We'll have him on in the second hour here tonight from U.S. national team camp ahead of that Mexico game on Friday. But to see these guys at a younger age in the German Bundesliga, you have to put that in the context of, you know, look, our past international, even guys like, let's for instance say Clint Dempsey, those guys were getting into the national team well into their 20s. These guys are in their teens. They're in their teens. They're already in Europe. And to see where they're going to be at 22 years of age is going to be pretty remarkable. That means they got another 2-3 years of development. So I think it's pretty exciting here to see the United States and some of these players that are really going to have a capability of stretching themselves at a younger age.
Yeah, I think that's the exciting part of it.
No question about it. Let's do a shout out here locally. By the way, just on the Juventus thing, because we were talking about Chucky Lozano, Giorgio Chiellini tore his ACL, so he's likely going to be out till February. That is a big blow in leadership for Juventus. You have to think of that. Now, he is an older player. He probably wasn't going to be a daily player, but that's the type of guy that they would put into a very key Champions League matches. So it's going to accelerate Matthias de Ligt, the Dutchman that was acquired from Ajax. This is going to make him even more under the spotlight now. But it's a big injury blow. So Bonucci and de Ligt got the start, by the way, against Napoli. Anything else? We got a minute and a half, Victor. Anything else jump out to you in the world of soccer from your perspective?
I think the transfers, the ones we've mentioned, are kind of coming. Falcao today goes to Turkey and he gets greeted by like 20,000 fans at the airport. And we know the atmosphere that exists in Turkish soccer. So that's going to be cool to watch. Chicharito, I think, is a new challenge going to La Liga.
We'll see
to Sevilla.
Chicharito come back. I think that's a great league for him. As long as he's got a good wide game, his mobility, movement, great in La Liga. By the way, we're going to talk more Turkish Superliga with Tyler Boyd because he plays with Beşiktaş. So he will be going up against Radamel Falcao and Galatasaray. What's your favorite number? It's got to be single digit.
9.
Okay. 9th caller right now. You get a 4-pack to the Houston Dash Utah Royals, September 13th. Victor's number 9. He must have been a goal scorer. Number 9 caller at 713-780-3776. You get a 4-pack of tickets to the Houston Dash Utah Royals Friday, September 13th. That'll come 2 days after the Dynamo take on Minnesota United on September 11th, who, by the way, went into LAFC and knocked them off 2-0. All right, 9th caller at 713-780-3776. You win the tickets. We'll take a break here. We're going to call this a Advantage BMW break, supported by the great John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm.
Years of research and innovation. Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Hey, Glenn Davis here of Soccer Matters for my friends at Advantage BMW Midtown. Now, I've driven a BMW for years. In fact, I've leased and bought from Advantage numerous times. I love the drive of a BMW. It's like no other. I drive a 5 Series, absolutely love it. After all, it is the ultimate driving machine. The other thing I love at Advantage BMW is the customer service. It is second to none. Advantage BMW has you covered. Sales, service, and finance. Get that hometown advantage. AdvantageBMWHouston.com. Proud sponsors of Soccer Matters.
I was running a 10K. At mile 3, I had chest pains. Lying in the ER, I thought about my dad. He had had his first heart attack at age 45. I thought about my life. I ate cinnamon rolls, I barely exercised, and I drank 5 sodas a day. I had 2 young kids. I had to clean up my act. So I started eating right, exercising, and I lost 40 pounds. I found my mission in life. I wanted to reward others who made healthy choices too. So I created Health IQ to save people who live a healthy lifestyle money on life insurance. It's simple. We start by shopping the top 30 life insurance companies. Then we apply our exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. Health IQ is the only company with these special rates.
To save up to 41% on your life insurance, call 888-420-0521 and compare quotes. Call Health IQ at 888-420-0521. 888-420-0521.
How would you like to put an extra $10,000 to $15,000 in your pocket every single month? Hi, I'm Nick Vertucci, and not that long ago, I was a first responder struggling to make ends meet, and I was in major debt with a wife and 3 girls to feed. Then I developed my flipping houses formula, and now I'm financially free. As a first responder, I protected countless lives, and now I protect financial lives, and I want to help you too. For a limited time, I'd like to give anyone that calls a free copy of my house flipping 101 kit. In this kit, I'll show you how to flip one house in the Houston area. With my proven formula, you won't need cash or credit. You'll just need access to my massive network of real estate investors looking to invest.
Text your zip code to 62,000 right now for free VIP tickets and a copy of Nick's proven house flipping 101 kit. If you've ever considered flipping houses as your path to financial freedom, text your zip code to 62,000 now for your free VIP tickets and house flipping 101 kit. Text your zip code to 62,000. That's your zip code to 62,000 now.
Houston, one of the most diverse cities in the world, brings you something even more diverse. Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, where Texan food meets Indian food. It's a must-try family-owned restaurant that was recently named as one of the top 10 places to eat in the city by USA Today. Get anything from their world-famous chicken fried chicken, nachos, or traditional Indian items like butter chicken or lamb vindaloo. Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen, authentic Indian, classic Texan, the Houston way. Find out more at CNI713.com.
From the Felt, the new Texas Card House podcast focuses on all things poker and Texas. First 3 episodes feature Houston's own Bill Herr talking about the birth of the industry to the Mayday chaos. Sam Von Kennel and Ryan Crowe co-host with future podcasts including celebrity guests and industry insiders. Go to TexasCardHouse.com and click podcast to listen or visit your favorite podcast platform today.
Hey, soccer fans, Glenn Davis here. Thank you for supporting Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by our presenting sponsor, the Daspit Law Firm. Join me for the best in soccer talk or football talk every Tuesday at 7 Central.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Robinson. He's done well to deliver, and it's been swept in. Lise Moussaï will claim the final touch, and Sheffield United from 2-0 down have pulled it back to 2-2.
All right, final segment of the first hour here on Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. And again, we always thank John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm for their presenting sponsorship. John and his firm, you can contact them, 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual.
car accidents, motorcycle, boat, industrial, construction, you name it. They'll cover you 24/7 nights and weekends. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. All right, we are joined in this next segment now by a number of our local supporters group leaders as they comment on their clubs. We're going to take you around to some of the top clubs in the league with their opinions. So we started off with Chelsea, Sheffield United, 2-2 draw representing Chelsea, Bayou City Blues. You know him here in Houston, Rodrigo De Luna. Rodrigo, talk to me about Chelsea and Sheffield United. They blow a 2-goal lead here. Not the happiest of days from a results standpoint, but again, this is a young Frank Lampard side.
True, true. You know, and he's, you know, there's some good points and bad points. I mean, you know, for, you see the Tammy Abraham, who scored 2 goals and shows promise for Chelsea youth, you know, and here's a club that cannot buy any players now, but they're forced to bring up youth, so it was maybe a good thing. And you saw some good things from some of the young players there, which is a positive note, which I think in the long run is what basically matters. But again, we go back to the problems of defensive issues that Chelsea has.
Rodrigo, Frank Lampard, he's a young manager. How much time is he going to be given by Chelsea management? Because with their situation with the transfer window and the ban, plus having a lot of young players, plus having a lot of players that are young that are out on loan all over the place, how much time will he be given at such a prestigious club that expects results?
Well, you know, and it's hoped that they would give him time being a young manager and allowed to build the club up with the youth. It's hoped that, you know, because Chelsea's got the history of letting go managers two, three years gone. You know, you saw with Mourinho. To me, I'm still asking myself, why did you fire Ancelotti? You know, and Chelsea pulls the trigger very quick. That's why Chelsea has not been able to rebuild itself, because you cannot rebuild a club when you fire the manager after 2 seasons or 3 seasons. It doesn't work. You need a long-term project. You know, like Alex Ferguson did with Manchester United, where he built the club, not just the team, but he built the club, you know, the youth division, the scouting division. You know, that's the kind of time you need to find someone you believe in and let them work. You know, they're not going to be relegated. You know, they're in the Champions League. You know, so give them time to work, build up the youth system, you know, and see what happens. Give them time to work. It's not a one-season process, you know. Barcelona's took 20 years from the Cruyff system to have the greatest team they once had with, you know, back a couple of years ago.
That's Rodrigo De Luna, Chelsea 2, Sheffield United 2. Rodrigo, thank you for joining us representing Chelsea.
All right, Glenn, thanks for calling. Have a good one.
Now on to Manchester United and their 1-1 draw at Southampton. No better guy to bring on than this man, good friend of mine, number one. That's the first thing I want to say. Absolutely adore this man. He's also the noted author, Tom Clare, just coming off our big Houston soccer community dinner. So, Tom, how about your thoughts on the United 1-1 draw with Southampton?
It was one of those games, Glenn. I watched it over a couple of times, actually. And my own feelings was that on the whole aspect of the game, they didn't actually play too badly. If there was a fault, it was in the finishing. Sometimes they were unlucky. Sometimes a little bit of over-exuberance and taking the wrong option at the last minute. One of the problems we've got at the moment is we've got a very, very young team. On Saturday, there was only 3 players over 30 in that team, and 2 of them were only in there because of injury. So we've got a very, very young team, and it's going to take time. It's going to take time to build this team, and it's not going to be done overnight. And of course, with young players, you've got inexperience, and I think that did show at times. You know, we got in front. We got a tremendous goal from Daniel James, and he's starting to show something. And something I'm pleased with is that the 3 summer signings of Harry Maguire, Wan-Bissaka, and Daniel—they're starting to show that they may have that pedigree that you need to succeed at Old Trafford, and they're starting to build this. And we've got these kids in the wings waiting, and it's going to take time. you know, with young players, as I said, inexperienced, they need that time to get the experience. And I don't think United will win anything this season. And, you know, I'm just happy to see them knit this team together and take it, you know, over the next couple of seasons. But on Saturday, the inexperience showed and Ollie was right, they allowed Southampton back into the game. They had their foot on it, but they allowed Southampton to get back into the game. And again, a poor goal to concede, we have to admit. But these are the things that are going to happen. But, you know, I watched Chelsea shortly afterwards, and Chelsea have got the same problems. They've got a very young team, and, you know, they're building in the same way. And it will take time for them to knit together. And you know, all praise to Liverpool. They've given Klopp the time to build that team that he's got there. And they're showing now, you know, the benefits of it. So I wasn't downhearted with United's performances. And when I look back on the four games played this season, all four should and could have been won. You know, two missed penalties cost them, a bad goalkeeping error in the last minute. But these things happen. You know, the manager can't legislate for that. But on the whole, I'm quite happy with the way things are going at Old Trafford.
Tom, thank you for that wonderful update. The noted author, Tom Clare, and we'll be talking to you soon. Thank you very much, Tom.
You're more than welcome, Glenn. I love it.
All right, time to talk some Liverpool now. 3-0 winners over Burnley. Joining us now is Ian Veery. Ian, a lot of good times running right now for Liverpool. Talk to me about this game and what the biggest takeaway was.
Well, I think, Glenn, this weekend we really put down a marker, because the game that we played against Burnley away last season didn't go anywhere like as good as this. We seem to now be able to unlock defences that are going to sit in deep, which, to be honest, we struggled with a little bit last year. And the result last year against Burnley, we had to come from behind. They were 1-0 up before Liverpool got back into the game.
International break right now. What do you think is the biggest question around Liverpool?
Can we keep the front three healthy? Well, and the back four as well, because I think Martip has just been reborn this season, and I think he's got a real difficult decision about whether he starts to play Gomez or puts Martip back in there, because he has been absolutely shut down this season. And what was really nice was the clean sheet. Adrian, I think, is getting better, but also what I really liked about this performance, even over Arsenal and the Norwich games, is we didn't sit back. We kept attacking towards the end, and that stopped them getting in behind us for a late goal, which has happened in a couple of the games this season already. So that was really encouraging.
You've also got the UEFA Player of the Year, Virgil van Dijk. Let's go back to Matip real quick. His influence on Matip, that's another thing we have to talk about, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Matip's a different player now. I mean, when he was alongside Lovren before, it was really... It was like, what's going to happen today? I mean, even in games like this against Burnley, when we get 1 and 2 nil up, we were always so nervous, you know, because one ball in behind and, you know, Matip's going for it, Lovren's missing it, and we were all over the place. But Virgil van Dijk, absolutely deserved. He is really the mainstay of that team. He has absolutely transformed that team. I mean, we talked about VVD and Alisson. Alisson's injured. Adrian's looking the ticket right now with VVD in front of him as well.
Ian, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. Ian Veery with the Houston Liverpool Supporters Group.
Glenn, absolute pleasure. Great to talk to you.
A little Bundesliga now with Justin Gardner of FC Bayern Munich fan club in Texas. They are at FC Bayern _ Texas. Bayern Munich 6-1 winners over Mainz in front of 75,000 at the Allianz Arena. They're down 1-0. They score six straight goals. Biggest takeaway for you, Justin, out of this match?
Yeah, I think it was, for me, it was probably the new guys. I mean, the first 20 minutes were pretty worrisome. We looked shaky in the back as we have in recent years, but they pulled it together against Mainz. And Mainz actually played fairly well for most of the match with just a few lapses in the back that we capitalized on. But it was interesting to see that the new mix of new players, Coutinho, Perisic, Lucas Hernandez, Pavard, all getting the starts. Six goals by six different scorers. Alfonso Davies becoming the Bayern's youngest Bundesliga scorer in over 20 years. It was good to see Kovac mix it up because we obviously are in a state of transition, right?
Alfonso Davies, Canadian international, it's been a real rise for him. How legit is he as a player to get a decent amount of minutes this year at his young age?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be huge for him, and I think it's this is I mean, like a Pulisic. I mean, maybe he's young. He's dynamic. I mean, he's actually contributed when he's been on the pitch with some of the biggest stars at some of the biggest levels. And so I think he's I'll be honest, I was a little skeptical at first, but I think he's absolutely going to play out. And the goals that he scored and the positions and the plays that he's making, his speed, I mean, he's a dynamic player.
So, Justin, for you, what is the biggest question right now around Bayern Munich heading into this season and now, a couple games into it?
Yeah, I think it's can the boys rally? I mean, we have, with the loans of Perisic and Coutinho, and then the signings of Buffard and Hernandez, we have some stars. You have a fantastic number 10 in Lewandowski. The biggest question coming into the season was the defense. And I think from there, that remains the biggest question. Manuel Neuer seems to have returned to form. And so I think if we can put it together, Fernandes and Pavard can put it together with Kimmich and Sule and rotating Alaba in there. They've been playing Kimmich in sort of that midfielder, that defensive midfielder role in the last couple of games. I think that's a huge question. Will that work? And can we really be short up there in the back?
That's Justin Gardner from FC Bayern Munich Fan Club at FC Bayern _ Texas. Justin, thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Take care, Glenn.
And now a quick opportunity to go to La Liga. Osasuna 2-2 draw with Barcelona. We bring in from the Houston Culés, Victor Valencek at Houston Culés, Cules. Victor, is there panic in the Barcelona camp after this?
Well, there's been panic in the Barcelona camp for some time and a lot of distractions with the whole Neymar saga, which we're all glad, I think most people, that it's over at this point. And we can get focused on the league here at this point. But is there panic? Probably in some parts of the camp. Me personally, I think it's just a progression of where we are coming off of the our summer tour.
Valverde, is he going to last?
Now, that's a good question. Again, that part, I think there's probably a bigger consensus of people who don't appreciate having Valverde out there. I'm not in the right position to say if he's going to last. It's really going to matter about how this team and he brings the team back together. When we get our front line back together with Dembele, with Suarez, with Messi, who are all out injured, and how are we going to get Griezmann to gel with all four of those team members? Once we get there, the goals are going to definitely come back. But again, there's some other questions about how he's utilizing the midfield and who he's going to be the go-to players in the midfield.
Lionel Messi, how is he different now, if at all?
Lionel Messi here, the one thing that, from a positive piece, Lionel Messi's so complete as a player. He's just not playing out on the right. He circles into the mid. He's probably one of the best assists out there, players out there providing assists in the league. And so, again, he's just not scoring. He's assisting and he's playmaking. He's pretty much doing everything. So with that aspect, though, that's a positive. The other aspect is he's not a true right winger anymore. And so that leaves a big gap on the right wing. So people know that, again, Messi does what Messi wants. And that's kind of the problem, is Messi is kind of doing everything and not just doing one role. So we're dealing with kind of there's the yin and yang of that, what the good and bad of it.
Yeah, and the bad of that may be there's a boatload of pressure on this man.
Oh, there's always pressure on him, but that part I'm not too worried about. I think that man can handle the pressure. I think it's up to Valverde to utilize the subs so that, again, Messi, he doesn't get hurt too often, knock on wood here, and he can go 60 games, and he can go through the season. It's these other players that the Albas of the world and the Busquets, they're both getting up in age, and they need help. And that's what we've got the depth for. It. It's just going to be a matter of how Valverde uses that depth to give these guys minutes so that Alba isn't playing 60 games fast.
Victor, thank you so much for your time. It's Barcelona 2, Osasuna 2. Big thank yous to Ian Veery, Rodrigo de Luna, Justin Gardner, Tom Clare, and Victor Valanchek. All of these great supporters groups in Houston, including Liverpool, Chelsea, Bayern Munich, Manchester United, and Barcelona. Before we go to break, though, quick word here for Advantage BMW. My friends there, I've known them for a long time. I've leased, I've owned. They love the sport of soccer. They love the global nature and diversity of it. Get down to Advantage BMW Midtown. If you want to get into the ultimate driving machine, I'm driving an X5. I just got into this. It is an incredible vehicle Justin has put me in. The other thing I love, customer service down there. Second to none, Advantage BMW Midtown. They'll cover you with sales, service, finance. It can be done easy. Get that hometown advantage at Advantage BMW Midtown, AdvantageBMWHouston.com. Go see Philip. Go see Justin. We'll take a break. When we come back, a big second hour of interviews.
St. Petersburg, when I saw it was a time for change.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.